Good morning and Happy New Year to everybody. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 2nd. There were no overnight prices as the markets will reopen here at 8:30. I'm guessing we're going to be steady to lower. We've got the dollar up 57 ticks. Crude oil is down 72 a barrel. Gold and silver. Gold's up a little bit. Silver's down a little bit. But we don't see a whole lot of indications out here. The president last week tweeted that he thought that the talks with China were going to go ahead. And, you know, we really haven't seen anything positive there. Their talk is that on the 7th, next Monday, the Chinese and Americans will get together and have some more talks. Hopefully we can see something positive out there. The corn sold up pretty well, but the wheat has had some bad technical closes. The beans that we close it under 888 in March, I think is going to be a problem out here. So we just don't see anything particularly positive. There's some dry weather in Brazil still. We've been talking about a 1 million metric ton loss in the beans in Brazil. There are estimates out there that it could be as much as 2 to 8 million metric ton losses. We don't see that at the time for this time right now. We don't even see anything approaching that. But it may be rumors out of Brazil trying to boost prices so they can get some more hedges on. But I think, you know, the pros are going to do what they've been doing, which is selling rallies. When we get some kind of positive statement from the president or the Chinese, they're going to sell it. When we get an export announcement, they're going to sell the rally. So I just don't see that we've fundamentally changed anything out here. But it's a new year, and hopefully we can see the funds throw off the fundamentals and just get in here and buy, because they need to put the money somewhere. So hopefully they'll look at the beans as being value and corn and wheat, and maybe we can get some rallies out here. But I think we've got to have, you know, something really significant. Actual purchases. We need to end the shutdown so we know where we stand with China. And we just don't see much out here. The Russians are getting a little bit testy in Ukraine again. They've cut off some of their Ukrainian imports into Russia. The Ukrainians have moved some warships into the area. That could be a little beneficial for wheat ultimately, but there's plenty of wheat around, so we don't see that as being a major problem. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.